Hi, this is Mia. You know, sometimes hypnosis can be so overwhelming. We want to move too quickly, jump in too deep, and somehow we end up getting lost, confused. Because there's just some basic skills, some basic understanding that we miss. That simplicity, those intrinsic elements that when successfully ingrained into our subconscious minds, allow everything else to flow easily, smoothly. Confusion is unnecessary. Thoughts are not required. Because these basics are facts that we all know and accept naturally. And what is the first step if we were to start from scratch? Well, being comfortable with who we are, as a person in this society, in this crazy world that we live in. Standing strong and working only towards positive self-development. With a bit of fun along the way, of course. You will notice that over time, the more you listen to my files, especially this file, the more you will come to understand how submissiveness is really a thing for real men. Oh yes, how being vulnerable, offering servitude to a lady such as myself, is a strength, not a weakness. And if this is the truth, that you wish to take on as your truth, only then should you continue to listen to this file. Good. Now there's something that I wonder, something about you that makes me ponder. You know very well that hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility and intense focus. Your mind will become fixated on my words. My suggestions. Your focus centered fully on only those things that I suggest you to focus on. And these things that I present your mind with, these things which could be words, images, thoughts, beliefs, might already exist in your mind. Maybe not. But the method in which we achieve them is very straightforward. The purpose as to why we wish to achieve them might not be, or it might very well be. Because naturally, if you focus on my voice alone, just the sound of the air escaping my lips, the strength with which it flows out, the intonation, the sound of each syllable, my linguistic tongue, yes. If you focus on these fantastic elements, complete focus, no power on earth can keep you from falling into trance, and you will naturally become extremely suggestible. And what happens when someone is in a deep, deep state of trance and is extremely suggestible? Well, they naturally accept anything they are told. Your mind is no longer paying attention. The moment you have crossed that barrier and placed your trust in that voice, your mind simply accepts. It accepts everything. It's such a beautiful gift to be able to filter out an entire thought process and simply naturally accept every single suggestion it is offered. Later on, when I decide to bring you out of trance, you will feel different. You will feel enlightened. It might take you a while to realize what you have achieved, and you may not have any idea of how you achieved it, but that is perfectly normal. It feels good. Because it makes you happy. You feel content, so relaxed. Just let it happen, naturally. No resistance, relaxed. Everything will just take care of itself. Let's just start and let it happen naturally. Shall we do that? I do like the idea. Maybe if you just listened to my voice, that would be a good start. Do you think, if you focused intently on my voice, my words, and I gently, kindly introduced my thoughts to your mind, that you would be able to fully relax? To stop paying attention to what is happening, your confusion would just dissolve if you were just to relax. Breathe in and out. Deep, deep relaxation. Breathe in and out. Deep, deep comfort. Breathe in and out. Deep, deep acceptance. Breathe in and out. Deep, deep sleep. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to just relax? To just simply feel your body and mind relax? Feeling good. The sound of my voice enabling you to relax. My voice, my presence, providing you with protection, warmth. You feel a certainty, a purpose. You see, my dignity, my gratuity is a reward for your strength to have made it this far. Your desire to trust me. You see, the act of giving is a wonderful thing. And wanting it so much to give, even more so. Feeling that deep desire inside of you to be there for someone who will take good care of those desires. It all balances each other out. You see, what makes an act of submission different from an act of slavery is that a real man, in his submissive state, doesn't blindly obey. No, he fulfills a very special role. First of all, he anticipates. Do you anticipate? Tell me. Say it out loud in your mind. Yes, you see what your mistress expects or needs, and do it before it's even asked. Secondly, he trusts her because he is an intuitive person. Are you intuitive? Tell me, say it out loud in your mind. Yes, you are able to enter a trance before you are even asked to sleep. You can feel it coming, and you know deep down that your actions are recognized and are subtly but deeply admired. Thirdly, he is a man of value. Are you a man of value? Tell me, say it out loud in your mind.
A man of value.
Yes, you are. Success is reached if you are valuable to others. You are a man of not only value, but values. You make the lives of others better by simply being a part of them. Fourthly, he has a purpose in life. Do you have a purpose in life? Tell me. Say it out loud in your mind.
I have a purpose in life.
Absolutely. There are so many people wandering around trying to find their self. But you? You are too busy creating the self. You're not a wanderer. You achieve things. You go places, not only physically, but also in that beautiful mind of yours. You learn to live, and every single day you do something to bring yourself closer to your goal. Even if that goal is simply to relax and enjoy. And lastly, and perhaps most importantly, he is genuine. Are you genuine? Tell me, say it out loud in your mind.
I am genuine.
Without a doubt, you are fascinated by the world around you. You are devoted to becoming the best man you could possibly become. You genuinely care about others. You passionately work hard. You are adventurous. You are excited by life, by the opportunity that each day presents. You are genuine in every facet of who you are. You are genuinely curious, genuinely kind. You are
genuine.
Genuinely hypnotized, genuinely entranced, so relaxed, so limp, so loose, and so very, very deep, and still falling deeper now. Feeling excited, warm, so warm, so fuzzy, so confident at all that praise, so delighted, so enlightened. You know that anything is possible under hypnosis. I can tell you without hesitation that that statement is very true. And by the time I bring you out of trance, you will truly believe that it is true as well. Your mind and body are connected. The mind sends a signal to the body, which responds automatically. Now, under hypnosis, especially as deeply entranced as you are at this moment, that connection remains in place. Your body will do what your mind tells it to do. There is a difference, though. And boy, what a difference it is. When you are hypnotized, your mind doesn't pay attention to what's happening. It simply accepts and obeys each and every suggestion that is given to you. And so, if I began to suggest that your body was tingling in erotic bliss, your body would in fact start to tingle in bliss. Your mind would accept the suggestion without question, and your body would have no choice but to respond to the signal sent from your hypnotized subconscious mind. Being in a completely hypnotized state and totally focused on the sound of my voice and the words that I say to you, you would not even realize just how good you were feeling and how incredibly excited you were feeling until I told you to focus on it, to look. And then it would hit you. You would be overwhelmed with pleasure, with desire, and it would feel so incredible as you kept drifting deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Until, again, I uttered that word, bliss, and you felt that tingle, that sensation that even you couldn't describe in its fullest. That feeling of bliss. Bliss. You know it, and I know it. That warm flow. That tingle of excitement. That overwhelming buzz of heat. Shooting to all the right places. Focus on it. Touch it. Touch your body, your legs, your chest, your arms, and feel it. So special you are, obeying with your mind and body and your emotions. Quite rare is this feeling of satisfaction when you do something right. When you do something and your mistress rewards you for it, and yet you wouldn't know any different. It is such a natural part of you, of being that man that you are naturally. And obey, and that warm flow afterwards, that really nice feeling of knowing that you've done the right thing without even having been asked. That feeling is special. And that feeling is what makes you so special and valuable. And like many rare things, extremely beautiful because of it. What you feel throughout any of my files, whatever you feel, boy, is perfectly fine. In fact, it's more than just fine. It's desired, because I want you to just be you. To be proud, happy, in a place you want to be with me. To feel purpose, proud of your actions. To feel aroused, enlightened, knowing that you are acknowledged. So feel that bliss. And remember, all good things come to an end, but they can be relived with even greater sensations. The more you wander, the more you listen, the more you surrender. Wake up, boys.